This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Francisco Javier Pineda. Date of birth is April the 17th, 1965. Case ID number is 498-1894. Date of exam, May the 2nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Dr. Omar Gomez, dated May the 14th, 21. Identifying information, this is a 58-year-old divorced male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in June of 2021, where he worked as a technical support person for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house by himself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number 1, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Number 2, chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations, number 1, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 1990, he was diagnosed with diabetes and secondary to having symptoms of polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of about 20 pounds. He denies any problems with polyuria. The claimant does have in-organ damage of retinopathy, nephropathy with chronic kidney disease at stage 3, diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet, hands, and lower extremities, but no cardiovascular disease. The claimant checks his blood glucose 3 times per day and states that it comes out between 75 to 500 milligrams / DL. His last routine blood sugar was 185 milligrams DL. The claimant is presently on alogliptin, 12.5 milligrams QD, and Levemir, 30 units sub-Q QD. The claimant states that a couple of months ago, his hemoglobin A1C was 7. It is presently 9% at this time, which is very uncontrolled. Allegation number 2 and 3, chronic kidney disease, stage 3 with hypertension. The claimant states that in 2021, he was having frontal headaches and blurred vision. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, but does have nephropathy and does have stage 3 chronic kidney disease with 30% function of his kidneys. His last blood work indicated that he had a potassium of 5.5, which is high, a BUN of 30, which is high, a creatinine level of 1.70 milligrams / DL, which is high, and a glomerular filtration rate of 41.8 liters. His glomerular filtration rate should be above 60. He was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease, stage 3. At the present time, the claimant is on telmisartan 80 milligrams QD and carvedilol 18.75 milligrams BID. His blood pressure at this visit was 153 over 96 mmHg, which is borderline high. He appears to be fairly well controlled, although he is in renal failure at this time. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states also in 2021, he was diagnosed with a very high triglyceride and cholesterol level. He was started on rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, and Valtassa, 25.2 grams QD. His levels have been elevated, but they appear to be well controlled by laboratory tests, and his condition is stable at this time. Daily activities. The claimant states he sleeps during the day, comma, watches TV, does some light housework, but does not go to the grocery store, comma, cook, comma, do the laundry, comma, or do any other exercise. His limitations include being able to walk 30 to 60 feet, comma, stand for 30 seconds, comma, and unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, sweep a room, or button his clothes. He did present with an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time, and he wears braces on the lower part of his legs, secondary to bilateral foot drop from peroneal nerve atrophy. The claimant is presently taking gabapentin 100 milligrams QD, which he states does give a little bit of relief. He does no other physical activity at all except for basic needs. The claimant does have marked atrophy of the upper extremities as well as the lower extremities. He works with an ontalgic gait and has severe wasting of both lower extremities. His extremities appear to be flaccid, and although he's been diagnosed with diabetic polyneuropathy, the claimant appears to have another neurological nerve damage that may be causing his condition. Family history. He did not know his father. His mother is 87 and in good health. Medications. Alogliptin, 12.5 milligrams QD. Gabapentin, 800 milligrams QD. PRN is needed. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Telmisartan, 80 milligrams QD. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Furosol, 325 milligrams QD. Valtassa, 25.2 grams QD. Levemir, 30 units QD. And carvedilol, 18.75 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, stage 3 chronic kidney disease, comma, with nephropathy, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, severe diabetic neuropathy and possible other neurological disease with right-sided sciatic pain, comma, bilateral foot drop with peroneal nerve damage, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, major surgeries none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of smoking a 12-pack of beer every weekend. He states he quit in 2019. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The claimant states the last time he used marijuana was in 1984. communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. He has had hepatitis in the past, but does not recall what kind. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 173 pounds, height 5 feet 9 and 1/4 inches, BP 153 over 96 mmHg, heart rate 91 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 26, general. This is a 58-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the third sentence. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with bilateral dark fundi. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, Odeon corrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/50, corrected is 20/25, OS uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/40, corrected is 20/25, binocular uncorrected is 20/40, and binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. The claimant did present with bilateral lower braces secondary to peroneal nerve damage and bilateral drop foot. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. The claimant does have marked atrophy of all of his extremities. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative, and the claimant was extremely weak in his lower extremities. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was mildly abnormal, and Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms, but no tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted, except for bilateral foot drop and severe atrophy of the upper and lower extremities. There is mildly abnormal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, but needed a cane in order to be able to do that. There is abnormal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, secondary to diabetic polyneuropathy and possible another neurological disease. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was grossly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the foot area. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat, but had difficulty giving up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had difficulty walking with a cane and was only able to walk short distances. He could stand. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires an assisted device at all times and may soon need a wheelchair. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5 with severe atrophy noted of the hands. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were mildly abnormal at +1. Sensory examination was grossly abnormal. To light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is severe evidence of muscle wasting and a few muscle spasms noted of all extremities. Muscle strength was +4/5 for the upper extremities and +3/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is decreased bilaterally for both hands. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially in the lower extremity, where the claimant has severe muscle wasting and atrophy, as well as bilateral foot drop. He also has marked atrophy of both hands. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is fairly normal grip strength of +4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of severe muscle wastings of the lower extremities and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to severe diabetic polyneuropathy, and possibly another neurological disease causing him to have bilateral foot drop and nerve damage of his muscles. Probable diagnoses: diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, confirmed with medical records and physical exam. The claimant appears to have a severe diabetic polyneuropathy with marked atrophy of the muscles and bilateral foot drop, which may be coming from another neurological disease. And probably needs to be evaluated. His average hemoglobin A1C is 9, which is very high. He appears to be poorly controlled at this time. Number 2, chronic kidney disease, -stage 3, confirmed with medical records and laboratory tests that were recently taken. The claimant has 30% of renal function and may soon have to go on dialysis. Number three, hypertension, dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 153 over 96 mmHg, which is borderline high. His condition does not appear to be well controlled. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, dash being treated at this time. The claimant has stated that they have told him that his levels are well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Francisco Javier Pineda.